NBC News on the Hour will be heard over many of these stations immediately following this NBC News special. Now, we take you to the White House in Washington and to NBC News correspondent Arthur Berrio.
Well, at the White House, this is a very exciting and momentous day because President Eisenhower and Senator Kennedy are about to have their first post-election conference. The leader of the old administration is about to meet the leader of the new. Senator Kennedy has not yet arrived, but we do expect him at any minute. He has a 9 o'clock appointment. As a matter of fact, we can see the motorcade coming down Pennsylvania Avenue. Senator Kennedy's car is now coming in the northwest gate with the strains of military airs by the Marine Band. President Eisenhower has gone all out for this reception. He has ordered out special guard units of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Marines. There's also, as I said, the famous Marine Band. And these military men line the walkway as Senator Kennedy now rides up to the north portico of the White House, the side that faces Pennsylvania Avenue. Accompanying him, he's wearing a light coat. With him are Secret Service men. He's about to get out of the car. Newsmen are milling forward, crowding around, waiting for the appearance of the president, who should be out at any moment. There's a burst of applause as the flash bulbs going off all over the place. We haven't seen as many cameras around the White House in ages as there are today. My friend Herb Kaplow rode down in the press car with Senator Kennedy from his home, and he's right here. Herb, what was the ride down?
Well, the senator walked out of his house on N Street in Georgetown and looked at a lady reporter who had been covering the baby. Art, you better get on with it.
Just one second. President Eisenhower has come out. They have shaken hands. Now both men have gone into the White House. Their conference is about to begin. President Eisenhower has standing by in the White House for possible consultation his Secretary of the State, Mr. Herter, his Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Anderson, and his Secretary of Defense, Mr. Gates. However, we expect the conference itself will be private. These men may be called in if Senator Kennedy wants to talk to them. Now, Herb, how about a little more color on this ride down to the White House from the Kennedy home?
I'll finish that short anecdote. He walked out of the house on N Street in Georgetown and turned to a woman reporter who had been covering the baby pretty steadily and sort of jokingly said, "You've deserted the baby." Then the president-elect stepped into his automobile. It was accompanied by two Secret Service agents. There was another Secret Service car behind that, a couple of light-colored hardtop convertibles, and our limousine carrying four members of the press in that. So it was three cars in all. We took somewhat of a circuitous route to kill a few minutes that we had before our schedule to arrive here on the North Portico at the White House. Drove up. There were, maybe 1,500 people standing outside the gates here on Pennsylvania Avenue, and of course the driveway from the gate up to the North Portico lined by Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Air Force.
Little sidelight, Herb, wasn't Senator Kennedy wearing a hat? He hadn't been wearing one right along, but I understand he was given one by Connecticut manufacturers, so he broke it out today. Of course, President Eisenhower always wears one.
I couldn't see him up here on the portico. He did not wear it. He was holding it.
Holding it.
As he stepped out of his house. What, did he wear it as he came up the steps
here? Yeah,
he
came up the steps. I notice also that the outgoing and incoming news secretaries who have very important jobs here in the White House were together. That would be Jim Haggerty, who has held the job for 8 years under President Eisenhower, and Pierre Salinger, who has been with Senator Kennedy throughout his campaign. Both of them walked up the walk together just about 10 minutes before Senator Kennedy arrived. I noticed Haggerty showing Mr. Salinger some hidden telephones under this portico, which he may use in future years.
The music, as can be heard, has stopped, and by the Marine Band and the large corps of news people who gathered here on the North Portico to wait for this historic meeting have disbanded and are now heading back to a press room off to the side in the office wing of the White House. Art?
Well, I notice, Herb, the military, of course, is standing by and perhaps will stand by until this meeting is over. There is no time limit set on this conference, so we don't know when Senator Kennedy will be coming out, but I see the crowd here has dispersed. Senator Kennedy and President Eisenhower are now having their first post-election meeting in the oval-shaped office of President Eisenhower in the west wing of the White House. NBC will return when Senator Kennedy leaves the White House after this conference. Meantime, this is Art Barrio at the White House in Washington.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
NBC Radio, News on the Hour, brought to you by the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company and the Metropolitan representatives in your community who help keep bright the light that never fails. And now here is Bill Ryan, NBC News.
President Eisenhower has welcomed Senator Kennedy to the White House. The two are conferring now in the presidential office. We'll have a report. The Labor Department reports this morning a survey that shows unemployment for the month of November is expected to total more than 4 million, the highest figure for that month in 20 years. It also expects the jobless figure to top 5 million by January, and 9 more areas have been added to the list of those with more than 6% unemployment. Congo strongman Colonel Joseph Mobutu denies that former Premier Patrice Lumumba is being mistreated by Mobutu troops holding Lumumba prisoner. UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld has asked Congo President Kasavubu to permit doctors to examine Lumumba. Mobutu says there has been no official UN request to see Lumumba, adds if there is one, it will be rejected. Russia is asking the UN to disarm Mobutu's troops and to secure the release of Lumumba, may make those moves formally today in the UN, perhaps in the Security Council, where Russia's Zorin is president this month. Published today in Pravda, a manifesto signed by the 81 communist parties which attended the Red Summit meeting in Moscow. It says war with the West is not inevitable. A paper victory for the Khrushchev line of peaceful coexistence over the war is inevitable between East and West, the line of the Chinese communists. A report on the White House meeting in a moment. First, this message from Metropolitan Life.
You know, when someone is getting over a heart attack, he thinks a great deal about what he will be able to do in the future. And quite naturally, the question of work probably concerns him more than anything else. Now, any decision about work must be made by the physician on the basis of the patient's physical condition and the demands of the job. Fortunately, the majority of those who make a good recovery from heart attacks can take up their old jobs again, and usually without too many restrictions. So here's today's good hint for good health from the Metropolitan Life Insurance Company. After recovery from a heart attack, follow your doctor's recommendations carefully. Many questions asked by patients who have had heart trouble are answered in Metropolitan's booklet entitled After a Coronary. If you'd like a free copy, just send your request to Good Hints, care of NBC, New York, New York. Or, if more convenient, you can get your copy from your Metropolitan man or at your local Metropolitan office. Here again is Bill Ryan.
The president and the president-elect confer. Details from Arthur Barrio at the White House in Washington.
With all the pomp and ceremony the White House could command, President-elect Kennedy came to the White House this morning to have his first post-election conference with President Eisenhower. The president wanted the visit to be warm and dramatic, so lining the driveway from the northwest gate was a military guard selected from 5 armed services. On hand was the famous Marine Band. Mr. Eisenhower greeted Senator Kennedy warmly at the North Portico, the side of the White House facing Pennsylvania Avenue. The two men posed for pictures, then they entered the building, walked through the White House to the president's oval-shaped office in the West Wing. It is not expected any big decisions will result from this private conference, but the men do plan to issue a joint statement after it has ended. The last such visit was 8 years ago, when President Eisenhower called on President Truman. The atmosphere then was not so cordial as it was today. No time limit has been set for today's meeting, so we have no idea when Senator Kennedy will be leaving. Art Barrio, NBC News at the White House in Washington.
Also due to meet today, Connecticut Governor Ribicoff and Secretary of Health, Education and Welfare Arthur Fleming. Ribicoff will take over that post in the next administration. The Louisiana legislature has adjourned until next Sunday after holding a secret session to find some way around federal court orders which prevent the lawmakers from interfering with desegregation in New Orleans schools. Bill Ryan, NBC News, New York.
The honors won by Longines constitute a unique guarantee of finest quality. Longines is the only watch to win 10 World's Fair grand prizes, 28 gold medals, highest public honors for accuracy. Longines is the official watch for leading sports and contest associations throughout the world. As your personal timepiece or your most honored Christmas gift, no name on a watch means so much as Longines, the world's most honored watch.
This has been NBC News on the Hour. Listen again on the hour for NBC Radio News, brought to you by Longines, the world's most honored watch, the world's most honored Christmas gift. This year, give the finest, Longines. People are talking about emphasis on NBC Radio.